Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. By 1966, the Monterey Jazz Festival had become an established jazz institution, but the winds of the decade's changes were already starting to blow from the festival's stage. From trumpeter Don Ellis's odd time signatures and Charles Lloyd's psychedelic-tinged jazz to the appearance of blues and rock bands such as Paul Butterfield and the Jefferson Airplane, the array of Monterey performers was becoming more eclectic and more electric. But there was still state-of-the-art mainstream jazz as well from artists such as Randy Weston and Joe Henderson. We'll hear many of these artists on Jazz from Monterey 1966, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Charles Lloyd and Forest Flower Sunrise from Charles Lloyd at Monterey. 1966 marked the ninth year of the Monterey Jazz Festival, and Downbeat writer Pete Welding described a Dizzy Gillespie for President balloon bobbing in front of the stage on the festival's final day and wrote, "The balloon's free journey seemed to symbolize the winds of change that blew so joyously through the music on stage." But Welding expressed disappointment with the festival in general, saying it had become invested with an air of smug complacency and near sanctimoniousness, and that while the quality of the music was high, featuring a range of performers from arranger and Miles Davis collaborator Gil Evans making a rare live appearance to singer Carmen McRae and Brazilian guitarist Bola Sete, that far too often Monterey seemed to be playing it safe. Jazz writer Ed Podesta had much the same reaction, saying it was the first time that the festival failed to produce a single truly memorable performance for future identification. Ironically, though, both writers seized upon many moments that bristled with musical vitality, singling out bandleader Don Ellis's 21-piece orchestra and Satay's set in particular. We'll hear Satay now, right after the Cannonball Adderley Quintet doing the Styx, jazz from Monterey on Nightlights.
Here's a tune. A new tune written by Cannonball Adderley once again. I don't know why I must like this guy's tunes or something. Maybe there's... Actually, maybe you like this one too. It's called The Styx.
very much. Now we like play regional composition. This is soul samba.
Thank you.
Guitarist Bola Sete and Soul Samba from Bola Sete at the Monterey Jazz Festival, and the Cannonball Adderley Quintet before that doing the Styx from Jazz at Monterey 1958 to 1980, both performances recorded at the 1966 Monterey Jazz Festival. The 1965 Monterey Jazz Festival had featured a breakout performance by saxophonist John Handy and his forward-looking quintet, and 1966 saw a similar high-profile moment for saxophonist Charles Lloyd and his quartet as they burst into full jazz psychedelic flower. Lloyd's group had already been a smash hit at the Newport and Antibes festivals when they hit the stage at Monterey. Downbeat writer Pete Welding praised them for their concern with the possibilities and pleasures of the exploration of sound that signaled the healthiest, most productive kind of experimentation. And their music was deliciously warm and lovely, full of strength of sinew and the play of light and shade. But they could also do wonders with a standard as well, the Charles Lloyd Quartet and East of the Sun, jazz from Monterey on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Charles Lloyd and East of the Sun with Keith Jarrett on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums from Charles Lloyd at Monterey. I'll have more music from the 1966 Monterey Jazz Festival in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can hear previous Nightlights programs, including one about the inaugural 1958 Monterey Jazz Festival, and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz from Monterey 1966 on Nightlights. The 1966 Monterey Jazz Festival was beginning to herald the changes of the decade, with appearances by the Jefferson Airplane and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band that paved the way for singer Janis Joplin's festival debut the following year. One of the most noted forward-looking performers at the festival was trumpeter Don Ellis, who led a 21-piece orchestra through a set of mostly original music written in unusual time signatures. When Downbeat ran its wrap-up article about the festival, a smiling Ellis made the cover with the headline, "Don Ellis Upsets Monterey Festival." But by all accounts, the audience went wild over Ellis's unusual music. Ellis and his cadre of arrangers are successfully adapting the resources of the large group to the imperatives of avant-garde music, Downbeat critic Pete Welding wrote. Reviewing the Monterey performance, Leonard Feather wrote, "What is astonishing about all this is that the results never taste of gimmickry. Whether Ellis's source is an Indian raga, passacaglia, a fugue of a blues, it all comes out sounding like the product of a wide-open mind, in which jazz always remains a latent element." We'll hear Don Ellis now introducing a performance from Monterey 1966 on Nightlights.
Just a couple words about what you're going to hear before we get started. The first number we have is one that's based in what we call the traditional 19. 19 beats to the bar. Let me give you the subdivision here. It's 3-3-2-2-2-1-2-2-2. Of course, that's just the area code. That's the name of the piece. Thank you. Thank you.
Trumpeter Don Ellis's big band at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1966, performing Ellis's composition 33-222-1222 from the CD Don Ellis Live at Monterey. Over the years, more recordings from the 1966 Monterey Festival have surfaced, and one can only hope that performances by the Gil Evans Orchestra and singer Carmen McRae will become widely available. One tantalizing, dynamic track was released several years ago, featuring hard bop saxophonist Joe Henderson leading a quartet with Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Don Moore on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Here they are doing Henderson's composition Isotope on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very kindly.
Tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson performing his composition Isotope from the CD Live at the Monterey Jazz Festival, Highlights, Volume 1. I'll close out this 1966 Monterey edition of Nightlights with music from pianist Randy Weston's sextet. Weston called this one of the best bands he ever had, featuring sidemen such as baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne and conga drummer Big Black. Downbeat writer Pete Welding praised Weston's sextet for hewing to a middle ground between small group freedom and orchestral mass and discipline. Here they are performing Weston's tribute to composer and arranger Billy Strayhorn, who had passed away the following year. Weston would perform this song at Strayhorn's funeral as well. Randy Weston and Blues for Strayhorn on Nightlights. Thank you.
Cecil Payne. Cecil Payne.
I closed with pianist Randy Weston's sextet performing Blues for Strayhorn from the CD Monterey 66. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.